Hello and welcome to another edition of Coach's Corner presented by 716 Maine. I'm your host, Matt Shear. This week we will hear from Humboldt Wildcats head girls wrestling coach Andy Newell and Humboldt head football coach Derek Elmett. The Humboldt girls wrestling team went 1-2 in a quad at Nevada on Monday and took third at the 2024 Fort Dodge Girls Early Bird Invitational on Thursday. I caught up with Newell to discuss the week and the road ahead.
You know, I'm pretty happy with the crew. They did a really good job. We wrestled this week on Monday at Nevada. It was a tough sledding down there in those duels. We did some good things, and then we came back, had a couple days of practice, and like I told the girls before we started, as long as we step out there and put it all out there every single time that we do, we'll be in good shape come the end of the season.
This is a young team. What do you see development-wise? Because it looked like there were some bright spots here or there from some of the young wrestlers here tonight.
I preach simple, basic wrestling, and I think that is the one thing that some of those young girls are starting to pick up on. They see some of these flashy moves on the internet. They realize that that's not necessarily going to win them the matches. And I talked at length about it this week. You know, simple, basic stuff. And that's where we got to win matches, is doing those simple things right and doing them really well.
The first tournament, we've gotten to see the new rules with the three-point takedowns, four back point, two-point reversals. In your opinion, for wrestling, we're having a lot of high-scoring matches now. What's your opinion on the scoring mechanisms now in girls wrestling here in the state of Iowa?
I'm actually a fan of it. I really like the fact that it rewards the offensive wrestler. It hurts if you're a little bit defensive, but I think it rewards those that are offensive. We did get down in a match pretty quick, get taken down in turn for a four count, and you're down 7-0. So the big thing is being able to overcome that adversity if you can. But if you're on the offensive side of that, I mean, it favors those that are willing to be aggressive and to lay it all out there to score. So I'm a big fan of that.
And then, coach, the returners, Brooklyn Robinson here tonight, Kennedy Robinson, Danica Diedrich, among others. What'd you see from some of the elder leaders on this team?
The upperclassmen have done a really good job of leading so far, and I'm really excited to see their growth as leaders. I think that we have a good group in our captains. We've got five captains this year. We voted on that as a team. And I think that group of girls will continue to grow and develop, and they will push the other girls to improve their skills.
Bit of a stretch for you. You coach here. Now you're going to be athletic trainer at the Dome and then back at it again Saturday in Emmitsburg for another tournament. What's these next 48 hours going to look like?
I will be happy when Sunday hits. I will say that. But the thing is Sunday is not a day of rest. I'll get up and I'll go deer hunt. I'm excited. I think that it's a good problem to have when we're as busy as we are. So.
And then, coach, any thoughts about the quick turnaround, wrestling another tournament in Emmitsburg on Saturday?
I think the girls are ready for it, honestly. The big thing is weight management at this point in the year. It's a little bit tougher. They're not used to it. That's one thing that we have really been focused on, is making sure we maintain our weight and do a really good job of putting nutritious foods into our bodies so that we can turn around on short notice and get right back after it on Saturday.
And then final thoughts after your first week of wrestling?
I'm pretty happy with the girls. Obviously, there's room for improvement. Nobody won every match. And honestly, even if they would have, there's still room to improve. So I'm really excited to see where this group can go. There is some huge upside, and I couldn't be more proud of the girls and the effort that they've put forth so far.
Appreciate it, coach. Best of luck coming up on Saturday.
Thanks, Matt. Appreciate it.
The 2024 season came to a close Friday for the Humboldt Wildcats football team as they fell 49-14 to Wallert Catholic in the 3A state championship game. The Wildcats made their second ever appearance in a state title game and their first since 2006. I sat down with Elmett post-game to discuss the season-ending loss and the season.
You know, first and foremost, credit goes to Wallert. Those guys played their tails off tonight. Our kids did everything they could to be successful. I'm really proud of them. Not too many teams say that the two losses they have are to two state champs. So, you know, there's, in the grand scheme of things, our kids need to be proud of the year they had. You know, and I know it hurts right now. It hurts all of us right now. But there's a lot of good things that happened with this group of kids, and just a group who balled out every day, who did everything they could, who practiced their tails off. You know, it's tough, man. It's going to be tough. It's going to hurt for a while. But I'm really proud of them, and I love those guys so dang much. And I think leaving the locker room, knowing that this group won't be together this same way, was probably the hardest part of the day.
Coach, what was said to the team that final meeting here at the Unidome?
Thank them for the opportunity to be their coach. It's special to coach in Humboldt. Anybody who coaches here and gets to be around our kids knows that this is a special group of kids, and it's been a special group and different special groups every year I've coached here, and I love what I do. I love where I am. I love the opportunity to get up every morning, work with these guys, you know, when people are still sleeping and when people are, you know, maybe not wanting to put that work in, and it's so awesome to see them continue to do those things and continue to work to get better. And I know we got a group of underclassmen that'll be hungry coming out of the gate, and a group of seniors that left a really, really great legacy that they need to be proud of.
And Coach, how proud of these seniors are you?
I love these seniors. We have a special group of 14 kids that, you know, played their last high school football game today, and they left it all out there, and they're awesome. They're a great group of kids, and they're going to be great men and great fathers and husbands and great people in their communities. And it's just all those things, just all the things they've done this year has been special.
I think, Coach, you're coming out of the tunnel. The blue flags are waving at the beginning of that game. To look up and see that whole Humboldt side filled up, your thoughts on the community support and what you saw here today gracing the sidelines?
I don't know that there's any community that supports their kids like Humboldt does and supports the schools like Humboldt does and is always there to bat for their teams. And, you know, just a huge shout out to all those people that were cheering, whether it was from at home, out in the stands, you know, going to Miller's or whatever it was. You know, I'm so proud of everyone. I'm so thankful for every one of our fans and how they make coaching and teaching at Humboldt great.
Cash McIntyre with his biggest play from scrimmage this year, 80 yards on the ground, as a sophomore in the state championship. What'd you see from him?
He's got a bright future for sure. And that's, I just think we have so many young kids that are hungry right now. And Cash is just one of those guys that's going to go back to work, and he's going to be excited to get to work hard. You know, I don't think he really ever broke last year in the offseason. He's just a kid who loves hard work.
After a season like this, can you put to words what this team in 2024, if you had to characterize it?
Gritty. They're just gritty kids. And you know, there was 11 guys on the field in every facet of the game that just played their tail off. And, you know, they're just fun to watch. And, you know, I think that when we have time to actually sit down and reflect, which I don't know when that'll be, but when we have some time to sit down and reflect, my favorite part of this season is just going to be knowing that, you know, these guys were in the fight everywhere. You know, and I even think coming out of halftime, we were in the fight. After we scored in the first drive out of the half, I was like, man, we're back in this fight. So I think that the belief they had in their teammates, and the love they had for their teammates, and the love they had for their coaches, and the belief they had in the coaches and the community, I just don't think that there's anybody out there, that any group of kids that have experienced that kind of, just every shareholder involved. You know, it's pretty cool. Pretty great year.
Final thoughts from 2024, this game, just in general here of this season?
You know, just another thank you to the community, and be proud of these Wildcats, and know that they played their tail off because they love their community. Go Cats.
And lastly, any early thoughts? I know you're still absorbing this, 2025.
We're going to have some kids that are hungry, and I can't wait to see what they do this offseason.
Well, Coach, congratulations on a tremendous season here, making it to the state championship, second time for this program being in this game, and want to wish you best of luck for that upcoming 2025 season in a little less than a year away.
Thanks for all you do, Matt. We really appreciate it. Thanks for the support the program has. Thanks for the support you guys do. 97.7 The Bull does for all of our kids, and it's all our schools, and it's so awesome to live in a community that has a radio station that does what you guys do. Thank you.
Well, appreciate the kind words, Coach Elman, and again, congratulations.
Thanks. Go Cats.
With that, we will conclude this week's edition of Coach's Corner, presented by 716 Maine. I'm your host, Matt Shear. Tune in next week for another edition of Coach's Corner.